First today, a gathering of neo-Nazis in regional Victoria has stoked fears that far-right extremists are growing in strength and pose a threat to the nation's security. Residents in the Grampians, west of Melbourne, say they saw swastikas, Heil Hitler salutes and references to the Ku Klux Klan. Experts have long warned that far-right groups are actively recruiting members using sophisticated online techniques. Samantha Donovan has more.
Visiting the Grampians National Park last weekend, Hall's Gap man Luke Baker was shocked by the presence of a group of 20 to 30 white men dressed in black.
The kids had sort of said, oh, could you hear what they were saying across the lake, and heard them sort of yelling out white pride over and over. They were chanting Ku Klux Klan over and over, so that went for quite a while, and then it was repeated, and then white power, and then there was sort of these Hail Hitlers. So all this went over the course of sort of, when we were there, probably 2.5 hours.
Mr. Baker says his grandparents' generation went to a lot of trouble to put Nazi ideology to bed, and he's calling on current governments to make sure it doesn't re-emerge. Members of the local community, whatever their background, he says, have the right to feel safe. He was concerned for the local Indigenous people, for whom the National Park is an important place, called Garraward.
Clansmen on, you know, on country, and leading up to such a complex day for those people, my thoughts with them, to know that they've got such, you know, menacing people in this sacred place.
Luke Baker is also worried about how to explain the concept of white supremacism to both Indigenous and non-Indigenous children.
What the Ku Klux Klan is, what the concept of white power is, what Hail Hitler means.
A local police superintendent has told ABC Horsham officers did visit the group's campsite, but they believed no crime was being committed. Victoria Police has told the World Today it won't comment specifically on the Grampians incident, but a range of groups is closely monitored to ensure there's no threat to public safety, and it encourages anyone who's been a victim of a prejudice-related crime to ask the police for help. Dr. Andre Oberla is an honorary associate at the La Trobe University Law School and the CEO of the Online Hate Prevention Institute.
What we saw in the Grampians was really just a repeat. So the group that was there is a merger of two existing groups, and one of those groups, Antipathy and Resistance, actually did a similar tour through the Grampians a couple of years ago and received quite a lot of media attention for it. So really this was them trying to achieve the same thing again.
What does your institute pick up in terms of their online activities?
These sorts of groups at the moment in Australia are not really growing. We're seeing problems overseas where there is a threat there. In Australia, what we're seeing is a shift from mainstream platforms to more alternative platforms where these groups are now interacting internationally. So we're seeing white nationalism become a transnational problem.
Yes, do you feel what we've seen in the United States over the last couple of years, but perhaps most recently with the Capitol riot, is that encouraging these groups in Australia?
It's certainly giving them energy, but as I say, I don't think they're actually growing here.
Deakin University extremism expert Greg Barton says there's not enough data on their activities, and he'd like to see hate crime registers set up in Australia to monitor activities, even if it's like these get-togethers in country Victoria. Do you think that's a good idea?
The Online Hate Prevention Institute has been operating for about 9 years now, and we are regarded as a world leader in this space. Unfortunately, every time we've asked the government for funding, both federal and state, we get congratulated on the wonderful work we're doing with no follow-through, with no funding, with no support. So we have expertise in Australia, but government needs to fund it.
That's Dr. Andre Oberla from the Online Hate Prevention Institute. That report from Samantha Donovan with Alexander Darling.